Tomorrow, the scandal involving former CIA Director David Petraeus heads behind closed doors on Capitol Hill. Top lawmakers from the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence want to hear new details from top CIA and FBI officials about who knew what and when they knew it.
Politico's congressional editor Marty Cady joins us to talk more about it. Well, welcome back, Marty.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Talk about the level of anger among people on Capitol Hill right now about the fact that they seem to have been kept in the dark about all this.
Well, it was interesting to see who knew what, when they knew it. I mean, there were people in the intelligence community that did know. Obama did not find out until after the election. The director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, didn't find out until, I think, Election Day. But there were people in the FBI already investigating the situation weeks before the election.
Let's talk about who's going to be testifying on the Hill about all of this and the fact that Paula Broadwell may have had access to classified information.
Yeah, and that's the crux of this. I think that Congress, despite the salacious details of all this, doesn't really care about the intimate details of their affair. What they care about is national security and what she had access to in terms of his email, whether there was any classified information that passed over Gmail, for example. But there will be two top intelligence officials there tomorrow on the Hill discussing this with the House Intelligence Committee. The acting CIA director, Mike Morrell, who took Petraeus' place when he resigned, and a deputy FBI director, I think his name is Sean Joyce. This is interesting. I mean, the FBI was investigating the CIA director. It could get ugly behind closed doors, but, you know, we might never know. They do these briefings in a closed room, intelligence room.
Now, let's head on to another topic that's going to dominate tomorrow, and Nancy Pelosi, her future. She, of course, has been the leader of the Democratic Party in the House, both in the minority and as speaker for 10 years. What's the handicapping? Will she step down? What are the folks that you talk to telling you?
This is quite the Hamlet act for Nancy Pelosi. I mean, we thought that she was going to leave when Democrats lost the majority in 2010, but she decided to stick around as minority leader, and now she has this decision. The handicapping is really, it's 50-50. We talked to some of the top people in Pelosi's inner circle, and even they're giving us conflicting advice or just saying, we don't know. So Pelosi is holding this very close to the vest. She might just not tell anyone until tomorrow morning, and it'll be a surprise to everyone. The upside to her staying is that the Democrats are still in the minority, but they grew their minority a little bit. She believes that she could play an important role helping fight for Obama's agenda in the House. But being in the minority once you've been speaker is no fun. Another 2 years of being second in line to speak and being outnumbered by Republicans in the House might be too much for her. And, you know, she's in her 70s now. This is about the time where people start making that assessment. Do I really want to stick it out in the minority here in the House?
All right. Martin Cady, congressional editor for Politico. Thanks.